Let's be honest. Medicare can be really confusing. Scott County resident Jason Biddle has over 17 years helping seniors and retirees with issues surrounding Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Don't give yourself a headache. Contact Jason Biddle today with any insurance questions you have related to Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Contact Jason today for help at 502-395-1603. That's 502-395-1603. Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're continuing our conversation with Troy Hutchison. Our topic this week is addiction and the effects that it takes on the individual and how you can find hope, but there are a lot of consequences, unfortunately, to that. And today, in our third program with Troy Hutchison, I want to encourage you to go back if you missed the first two and listen about his upbringing and his struggle with addiction. He's had some victory years of sobriety, but unfortunately, keeps coming back and falling into the addiction. But today we're going to talk about the effects of addiction that has on relationships and family. And, you know, Troy, you told me about a quote that a counselor once told you, that addiction isn't measured in grams and gallons, but in the number of relationships affected.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I learned that when I was in Indianapolis in treatment, and I thought it was odd and weird when he told us that, but, you know, it's absolutely true. It doesn't matter if you do just a little bit of this or that, if you've got an addiction problem, or if you just drink a little bit every couple times a week or whatever.
Obviously, Troy, when you struggle with addiction like you have off and on here for 20 years, thankfully you have had several years of sobriety, so I know you're thankful to that, but it does take a toll on those relationships. And share about some of the relationships in your life that have really been strained because of this struggle with addiction.
Well, it's obviously strained the relationship of my immediate family. They are still supportive. I talk to my dad every day almost still now, and even when I was going through it, a lot of the time, active in addiction. My relationship with my stepmom, who I call my mom, Elaine, is better than it's probably ever been right now at this point, but it's affected it to the point where trust is an issue, because there's been so many times and years off and on of letting them down and hurting them, disappointing them. It's hard for people to trust someone who's been in and out of addiction because of some of the things we do and the lies we tell. Basically, we live a lie, and so it takes a toll. And the relationship that's affected the most has been my son, Trevor. He, to this day, right now, as we speak, as you know, personally, I've shared with you, he's very hurt, angry, and it's hard for him to process, I believe, my being in and out of his life, all of his growing up, times I had to go away to treatment, or the times I've spent short stints in jail, how embarrassing that's been for him, right up to this day. So as you know, it's affected my relationship with him, and I'm trying to learn how to deal with that and give him time to the point where he will trust me again and respect me, be proud of me. That's one of the things that I'm working towards, because it's very important to me, and I really regret the pain I put him through.
Well, I think one of the things too that you've shared with me, and I know obviously how much you love your son Trevor, and yet totally understand where he's at because of being hurt, as you said, several times and disappointed. But the other toll I've seen it take on you, Troy, since I've had a front row seat with you the past 5 years, is it hurts your ability also to earn a living, doesn't it?
Yes, it absolutely does. There's no way around that. It's hard to hold down a career or prosper in a career and grow mature in any kind of job or career when you struggle with an addiction and you don't get a hold of it. So yes, it's been a nightmare for me and for those I've worked for, because I'll have a year or sometimes 2 years of good, you know, employment and climb my way up a ladder, do well, be proud of myself, only to allow those voices in my head to take over again. And whether it is that I think I need extra energy and I'm tired because I work a lot, or because I just want to block the feelings of what's going on with my son, whatever it is, it's led me to give in at certain times and ruin several really good job opportunities and career possibilities.
Well, I appreciate your honesty there, and I'm going to ask you one, you know, the most recent situation that happened to you. You got out of the Lighthouse program a couple, 2.5, 3 years ago, and, you know, got a great opportunity with a business here in town, and you got 3 promotions in like a year because you are a super intelligent guy, great personality, a very gifted, great work ethic. So you've got a lot of gifts, yet life started to spiral again out of control and led to addiction. In fact, you got incarcerated this time. Talk about, just tell people, share with people what caused you to spiral out of control this last time.
Well, several different things, and you're right. I had a great job. I started at the bottom and worked my way up, and yeah, within a year, had climbed my way up into a really good position. And I believe it was several things that led to my spiral that time. One of them was just like I said earlier. I was working 70, 80 hours a week. I know you know a lot about that.
Let me ask you this. So I know people are listening, and sorry to interrupt you, but there's people I know listening. Okay, why were you doing that? And I want to share what I think, and tell me, just because I had not a front row seat at that time, but I was around you some, not as much because you were obviously working a lot, but you had the one full-time job, and yet at the same time, by the time taxes came out and you paid child support and your insurance, there wasn't much left, was there?
Right. No, you got child support and taxes and health insurance. It's high for everybody right now, regardless of who you get it through. And so that was one of the reasons, just financially. I wanted to be able to help my son, you know, by paying a little bit more than my child support because of the years that I hadn't paid anything. At the time, he was wanting to buy a Jeep, and he did buy the Jeep, and thankfully I was able to pitch in on some of that and help with some extra money. And so I just wanted to, you know, be able to have more after I paid rent and things like that. But at the same time, I think I work a lot because, in one aspect, it's because it keeps me busy, and it is a form, actually, in the negative side of it, it's a form of covering up, you know, whatever insecurities I'm feeling. I find validation and my work, which can be a good thing too, but it kind of defined me at times. So while I'm not using drugs necessarily, I'm using my work and staying busy as I can, so I don't have to think about or feel things that have me down or sad or whatever you might say. So that's kind of what led me to it, and just I needed energy. So you need energy, you get amphetamines, and after a couple of years of doing well in that job, I started taking amphetamines and then crystal meth, or ice, as they call it now, to give me a boost and keep me going. And one of the girls I was dating at the time was helpful in supplying that, and started partying with her. And one thing led to another, man, and it doesn't take long. Before long, I'm doing things that are unethical, and as you could just say, I was theft was what happened at that job, and I took from them, and I paid the price, and I'm paying the price at this point legally. So that's kind of what happened there.
Well, and the thing that, you know, amongst that, you picked up a second job, so you're pretty much working 2 jobs and working 70 to 80 hours a week, not having a day off because you were trying to help with his son's car, braces. He's an excellent basketball player and a great soccer player.
Yeah.
All those summer teams and things. And I know a lot of parents listening that can relate to that, but I think the thing for this last time for me was that you were trying to be a good dad and you were doing things to try to bless your son. You were not living large by any stretch of the imagination, yet by getting fatigued and worn out and some of the lies from the past, you went down that dark road again, and this time it was the darkest of your life in your early 40s, and you wind up being incarcerated, and you're on house arrest right now, but because of good behavior, and you've tried to do a lot of good things and have had your sobriety, you are going to be off that, and starting December 1st, you don't have much time left with that. But let me ask you, during this time, Troy, I know that you do have faith. I know you read your Bible, and obviously I know people listening go, why doesn't he apply it? But just talk a little bit about what your journey like with God has been during this season of just all these, the roller coaster ride of dealing with addiction.
My journey with God during this season especially, but basically all throughout it. Actually, the last probably 5 years, because the years before that I was in addiction, I wasn't really trying or tuned in to God. I just shut him off. But at this point, my journey with him is just learning how to trust him. Trust that he knows what I need, and he knows the best ways for me to go about things, and my ability to sit still and listen and be obedient, because I'm impulsive and I like things to happen now, is a struggle. But I'm really learning, trying to just listen to him and let him lead me, and to know that he's in control. And I still am not there. It's still difficult for me, but I'm getting there and I'm growing in that. And I believe that he holds my future, and if I'll just trust him, then things will be much better. I know he will bless and honor me as I respect him and tune into him on a daily basis.
Let me ask you a really pointy question. Do you think God's given up on you?
No, I don't. I don't. And there have probably been times where I thought he has, but I really probably would say that because I'd given up on myself. And I feel like maybe some others have given up on me, but really they haven't. Most people don't and haven't given up on me, or addicts in general. It's us thinking they have, because we've given up on ourselves. But I don't think God has. I believe that I'm still here for some reason, and that he cares, because there were many, many, many times while driving or injecting drugs or whatever that I should be dead, and I'm grateful that I'm not still here to tell my story. So,
well, I agree with you that big time, as I've seen it. And for some of you listening today, Romans 12:1 is one of my favorite verses. It says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So for Troy, he had no idea I was going to ask him that last question about, has God given up on you? And, he admitted there have been times he thought he had, and couldn't blame him because of his rebellion. But for some of you listening today, that's a message for you. God's not giving up on you, no matter how many unwise choices that you have made. And so I want to encourage you today to not give up. And somebody said, but I'm trying so hard. And another Bible verse that's helped me a lot in some of my darkest seasons is Galatians 6:9. It says, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. And so I know that's a verse that is somebody listening today, either live on radio or on the podcast, would really be blessed by that. And you may need to write that on a post-it note and put it in your bathroom mirror and dashboard of your car and your wallet, your refrigerator, lots of places where you can see it when you feel like giving up. Well, that's going to wrap up our time today, but we're going to have one more program with Troy just about what he's learned from God. He is a prolific reader, reading lots of books, and he's going to share some things he's been learning from some of the books he's been reading lately. I'm Greg Horn, and we'll continue our conversation tomorrow with Troy Hutchison on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.